And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, there's the fanfare. It's time to talk about another movie with our movie critic, Matt Olien. Matt, you've been off to see a remake of a famous 1973 film,
73,
Papillon.
Papillon, yes. Okay. So this is another example of a film that's kind of been dumped in late summer and early fall. And this is a time of year when we're out of the summer season. We haven't quite hit our Oscar bait overdrive, which we will go into in much detail a week from today, Ashley, on our fall movie preview show. And this is a film that's not making a lot of money. It was actually finished last year. And yes, it's a remake of the 1973 film that starred Steve McQueen as Papillon, Henri Charrière, the French prisoner who eventually found his way off Devil's Island, the only person allegedly to ever escape from the French penal colony. And the original had Dustin Hoffman as his friend on the island, Louis Degas, who sort of, helps him and things like that. In this remake, we have Michael Knorr, a Danish director, taken over. Franklin Schaffner, who Oscared for Patton, was the director of the 73 film. And Charlie Hunnam from King Arthur fame, Lost City of Z, very, very good British actor, right on the cusp of being a superstar. He's kind of been rumored as one of the James Bond successors. He plays Papillon. Rami Malek plays Louis. Now, he's interesting because in the next few months, people are going to get to know who Rami Malek is. He's playing Freddie Mercury in the Bohemian Rhapsody film. And there's a lot of buzz on this film. And if it comes off, he may well be very soon an Oscar nominee or Oscar winner. As for Papillon, as I said, this is based on Henri Charrière's autobiography, which he wrote about escaping from Devil's Island. We get flashbacks to in France, 1931, when supposedly he's wrongly convicted. We're never really sure what he did, or was he actually convicted? Did he do what he did? Was he framed? That's kind of murky. But most of the scenes take place in French Guiana. Brutality, solitary confinement. He wants to escape. He's not going to play by the rules. That's the story that was told also in the 1973 film and in this film. You know, they try their best with this film, but I just wonder, his story is so interesting, his true story, and yet it hasn't made a great film yet. The 73 film is very long. It's kind of fondly remembered by people my age from seeing it on TV. But McQueen's acting skills were really pushed to the limit in that role, I felt. Hunnam is probably a little bit better suited to the role. But just like the original, it gets too long. The stakes never seem terribly high. We know what the ending's going to be because we know his autobiography. We know his story. And so it's kind of like, why was this made? Especially if it's going to get dumped at the end of summer. It's really a film that probably costs more than it's ever going to make back. It's not bad. I mean, Malek and Charlie Hunnam do their best. It's solidly produced. There's some decent scenes. There's a tacked-on ending, which I won't go into in detail, that really is completely unnecessary. I didn't care for that. So it's not a horrible film, but you're just wondering why. Why was there needed to be a remake to this film? And if so, why did they dump it into a spot where it's going to have no awards buzz or anything, probably because the film just isn't quite that good.
You did a little comparison between the two leads in the original and this remake. How about Dustin Hoffman versus Rami Malek? How would you compare those two performances?
Very similar. Malek seems to be kind of channeling Hoffman, kind of a jittery, nervous performance, the kind of performances Hoffman specialized at in his heyday. Malek's a very good actor. Like I said, he is right on the cusp of everyone knowing who he is if the Freddie Mercury film comes off. He's really, I think, the best thing in the film. I like the scenes with him and Charlie Hunnam. They form that kind of bond that they have as prisoners. He's more of the one who plays by the rules. His wife is working on his appeal. I'm going to get out of here, you know. And, of course, he's pretty naive about that as well. This was a horrible, horrible way for prisoners to be treated in these days. As you know, Ashley, it no longer exists. It was finally shut down after years of complaints and whatnot. And Charrière had a fascinating life. But it is a fascinating story, and I just don't know why it hasn't made a better film. Maybe it's because we've seen so many prison films, so many torture films, that it's like, what more can they do? But, you know, Hunnam gives his all in the part. Like I said, I hope he becomes a big star because he's right on the cusp. The King Arthur film did not come off, but the Lost City of Z film did. So, you know, people want to check it out, check your listings, but it's not going to be here very long because we're almost ready for awards bait, Oscar bait season.
So papillon in French means butterfly, yes. And the main character has a butterfly tattoo, but also butterflies often symbolize, mm-hmm. you know, sort of across belief systems. They can often symbolize freedom or rebirth. Yes, we know that he escapes from this prison, but is there a real sense? Is he ever free?
Yeah, he comes off differently than the other prisoners, where you just have a feeling he's built differently than some of the other prisoners. There's a couple escape attempts before we get finally to the one that, you know, eventually frees him that are pretty well filmed. But yeah, there is that sense of, you know, this butterfly in my chest means something. I'm free. He never wants to submit. He has no business staying there. He doesn't want to stay there. He doesn't want to do his time. And unfortunately, with him trying to escape, his time keeps getting worse and worse and longer and longer. Yeah. And solitary confinement, which is horrible. No light, darkness. I mean, it will try anyone, but he's a tough guy. And Charrier himself was a tough man, a tough guy. You can look him up. And, you know, whether he was framed or actually committed something to get himself there, I don't know. You can look it up and decide that for yourself. I'm not saying he was a great person or anything like that. But clearly that kind of penal system, those days are done. Those are long gone and have been pushed out.
There's a lot of talk online about the book being semi-autobiographical.
Exactly.
Is the movie presenting it as if the book is 100% true?
No, it says based on a true story. Yeah. So it has long been discussed what really happened with Charrier. You know, the French for years denied that he ever
that
got
he
off
even,
Devil's Island.
Yeah.
That he did
or that
not,
he ever went there.
That he ever, yeah, it was much discussed whether he was actually there. How did he get off? Did he actually get off? Is he making this up? You know, the autobiography came out in 1970. He passed away in 73 when the first film came out, ironically. So, yeah, it is in dispute somewhat what really happened in his life or if this is just a heck of a good yarn that he was telling. But most agree he did get off. He did escape. What he did to get there, I don't know. That's what is in dispute. And the French disputed for a long time that he ever escaped.
All right. Well, I have a trivia question. The book came out in 1969. So
69,
let's
right.
go
I said
to
70,
the
sorry.
To the 69 Oscars for films released in 1968. I'm going to try and
okay.
get you. So foreign language films, since we're talking about a foreign language book originally.
I think it was War and Peace. Did that win,
it
Ashley?
Did win.
The big
yep.
Russian film by
yep.
Sergei Bondarchuk?
It,
okay.
It did. You want to go for the other nominees?
Oh, that's a tough category. That's a category I usually can't get all of them. I think Stolen Kisses was in there, the
yep.
Francois Truffaut movie.
Yep. That's a French one.
Oh, goodness.
And there's one from Hungary, Czechoslovakia,
yeah.
and Italy.
Czechoslovakia. Was that The Fireman's Ball by Miloš Forman, who passed away this year? I'm not going to get the other two.
Okay.
That's not my strongest category, but I got three. So.
And The Boys of Paul Street and The Girl with the Pistol.
I have not seen those two. I've seen the other three.
All right. We've been in the movies with Matt Olien.